恩典。
Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your grace and mercy.
在今天早上，我们的主耶稣基督复活的日子。
Today and the day of our resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
我们能够来到这里聚集来敬拜你。
And we can come before you to praise you and to worship you.
主啊，我们求你在今天早上的聚会里面，求你特别运行。
That you might be amongst us today.
愿你的旨意成全在我们身上。
That your will might be accomplished in our lives.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.今天早上我想我们从圣经里面来看圣经所说的我们说信主耶稣必得救
See from the Bible today that those who believe in the Lord Jesus will be saved
那今天早上我们从圣经来看说到底得救是什么一回事
And then we'll look from the Bible what it really means to be saved
当耶稣基督还没有出生以前有一位天使向这一个约瑟显现
Before Jesus was born, an angel appeared unto Joseph.
那他告诉他说啊，玛利亚生的孩子啊，给他起名叫耶。
And then he will call his name Jesus.
因为要把众人从罪恶里面拯救出来。
Because he will save his people from their sins.
所以啊，我们第一方面，我们可以看，我们想，我们提到说要得救。
So the first thing as we understand about salvation,
那得救到底是什么呢?
What does it mean to be saved?
第一方面,救助神,拯救我们脱离罪。
And that is, God will save us from our sins.
昨天晚上我稍微提过,什么就是根本的罪呢?
And so what is, the original sin?
最根本的罪就是说我们根本不把神当作神。
The sin is the sin that we can, do not consider God as God.
根本不把神当作一回事。
We do not consider God at all.
可是很妙的说，比如说在罗马书第一章十八节底下。
For example, in Romans chapter 1 verse 18 and following.
神对待我们，神既然给我们自由意志，神并不要强迫我们。
Since God gives us a free will, God does not force us.
所以啊，虽然圣经告诉我们说啊，关于神的事，我们人所知道的，神已经显现出来了。
Because what we know about God, it is plain because God has already shown it to us.
可是如果我们不肯来接受它
But yet if we do not accept it,
神老实讲，神也没有什么办法。
And yet God really cannot do anything.
换句话说，神其实也很民主。
In fact, God is very democratic.
好，你不要接受我，好，我就让你不接受啊，好好了。
And if you do not accept me, I will allow you.
可是问题就是说，你不接受神的时候，吃亏的还是你自己。
But if we do not accept him, then the person who suffers is ourselves.
就好像一个小孩子啊，他说：“爸爸妈妈，我不管你了。”
And for example, a child would say to his parents, "My parents, I don't really care about you."
本来爸爸妈妈是要想办法要来看顾照顾这个小孩子。
The parents really want to take care of the child.
可是这个小孩子说：“爸爸妈妈，我不理你，你不是我的爸爸，你不是我的妈妈，我不承认你。”
But the child would say to the parents, "You're not my parents. I don't care about you."
结果吃亏还是这个小孩子。
And who will suffer will be the child.
在罗马书里面，保罗告诉我们说啊，人既然不愿意承认神，神就任凭他们。
Because the Romans tells us that since people do not want God, then God allows them, permits them.
保罗在这里连续讲了三次，神就任凭他们。
In fact, Paul says here three times, God gave them up. God gave them up.
罗马书第一章二十四节。
In verse 24 of Romans 1,
所以神任凭他们凭着心里的情欲行污秽的事。
Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity.
在26节，因此神任凭他们放纵可羞辱的情欲。
In verse 26, for this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions.
28节，他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心行那些不合理的事。
And verse 28, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a base mind and to improper conduct.
如果我们有时间能够把这罗马书第一章啊十八节底下的圣经把它好好的分析一下的话，这是一个实在是一幅描写理解了神以后的一个世界的文化的真的一个很好的写真。
If we look at Romans chapter 1 verse 18 and onwards, and we can see what is the description here of a person and persons who have left God and what the results are.
可是今天早上我们不准备拿时间好好的分析它。
But we don't have time for that today.
不，我只是要提醒各位。
But we just like to remind.
二十四节说啊，人既然不愿意神，神就任凭他们，结果人的理智受了破坏。
And so here in verse 24 it says God gave them up and so they're in their minds they deteriorated.
就是他们在理智方面有很多很重要的事他们完全不管。
And so in their minds there were many things which are important but they did not consider these.
如果比如说啊，我们把一些很重要的因素从我们头脑里面把它拿出去，不把它放进到考虑之内啊，我们很多的判断、很多的想法都错了。
If we have many important things in our mind and we take them out of our mind, then many of our concepts will be wrong.
今天早上我起来以后，我发现到、啊、很多人开始穿那个长袖的衣服。
I noticed this morning as I got up, many people were putting on long sleeves.
那原因为什么你为什么缘故你要穿那个、长袖的衣服呢？
Why is it that many people are putting on these kinds of clothes?
就是因为昨天晚上大概气候改变了，就是凉快的多。
And because last night there was a change in the climate and it became much cooler.
那当然，我们当中有几位比较身体强壮的弟兄，他不管
了。But there are a few more healthy people who don't care.
可是有一些弟兄们呢、啊，他们身体比较弱一点的人呢、啊，你不小心呢、啊，你就着凉。
But there are those of us who may be a little bit weaker, and if we weren't careful, we would get in trouble.
就是说啊，好，如果在你的判断里面呢、啊，你不把这个温度忽然降低变成很冷这件事摆在你的手中的话，哎呀，你的判断就错了。
If you do not appreciate that there has been a change in the temperature, then there will be something wrong in your conclusion.
所以你就不会晓得想要穿衣服。
And then you will not know to put on your more clothes.
结果怎么样了？你着凉了。
And then you will have a problem.
照样。在这个世界上有多少人他们不肯把神存在的这件事放在他们头脑的考虑之内。
And so there are many people in this world who will not accept the existence of God in their considerations.
所以有很多很多他们的判断就是开始怎么说差错了。
And there are many of the decisions and conclusions will be wrong.
第二十六节神告诉我们说因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲。
In verse 26 it says, For this reason God gave them up to their dishonorable passions.
本来啊，神给创造我们，我们人是有理智，我们人是有情感的。
When God created us, we have emotions, we have a clear mind.
如果我们这个情感啊，能够好好的按照神本来创造我们要我们使用的方法去使用的话，这个情感能够造成一个非常美好的事，非常美好的人际关系。
If our emotions are indeed in the way in which God has created us, then this will be very beautiful.
很多父子、夫妻各种不同的关系啊，人与人当中很美好的关系啊，都是建立在这个人的情感上。
And many relationships between a father and a child, and a husband and a wife, and interpersonal relationships are all based on this.
可是因为人呢、啊，根本不理神。
But because man just doesn't consider God.
所以神说：“好，你不理我，好，我就任凭你。”
And so God says, if you do not accept me, then I will allow you, I will give you up.
结果人的情感上，人的情感上就起了混乱。
And so in man's minds and emotions, in the emotional state, they change.
结果人的情感混乱以后，造成本来情感应该是神创造我们有情感，使我们能够造成一个很美好的人际关系啊。今天的情感被用作一个破坏人的社会的很多的很可怕的力量。
So these emotions then become distorted, they are changed, and they are very destructive to the relationships between people.
比如说我们知道今天呢，这个大家都晓得，这个什么，这个汽油越来越贵。
For example, we know that gas is becoming more and more expensive.
所以很多人开始思想到，如果我们能够用原子能来发电多好。
And so many people think about how we could use nuclear energy.
如果你弄个原子能来发电，当然对人很好啊。
Of course, if we can use nuclear energy, of course it's very good.
可是如果你把这个原子能的力量不用在这个建设性方面了，拿来做破坏性的使用，多么的可怕。
But if you use the nuclear energy not for constructive purposes but for destructive purposes, we see how terrible it is.
第二十八节，神说啊，人既然故意不认识神，他就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
In verse 28 says, Since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a base mind and to improper conduct.
那你谈到什么呢？就是说，人既然不愿意神啊，人离弃了神以后，人的意志就受了一个 confusion， 受了一个混乱。
And so it's easier that when we do not acknowledge God and when we leave God, and then our minds become confused.
Our will, 我们的意志
our will becomes confused.
我们意志变成混乱了。今天有多少人？比如说、啊，今天有多少人？我说，各位不要把我的意思曲解掉啊！
Don't misunderstand me。
比如说，今天有很多人呢、啊，他们晓得，我希望在我们当中没有人吸烟的、啊， 不过有一些人明明知道吸烟对他的身体破坏性很大。
For example, we know very well that smoking will harm our body.
好，我现在不讲那个，我讲比较那个跟我们比较离远一点。
Maybe I'll talk about something which is a little bit further.
今天在美国的很多大学里面呢，还有很多大学生啊，他们非常喜欢抽那个大麻烟，那个 marijuana 啦，这各种毒品。
And in many colleges, it's still fashionable to smoke drugs and marijuana.
你以为这些抽这个大麻烟的这些人呢，是 IQ 很低吗
？You think maybe their IQs are low?
绝不，他们就上了美国很好的大学。
They've gone to some of the very good schools.
他们明明知道他们这个吸毒啊，吸这些毒品啊，对他们的破坏性很大。他们明明知道。
They know that these drugs are going to be detrimental to them.
可是，既然他们的意志受了混乱以后啊， But, 我明明知道我吃这个东西啊会破坏我，我还是要去吃。
And yet, even though they, because their will is now distorted, they although they know that these things will be harmful to them, they still want to do it.
因为人既然拒绝神。神就说好，你不理我，我就任凭你。结果人所产生的这些就是这些。
Because man has rejected God, so God has allowed them. God has given them up to these things.
那你的圣经告诉我们说啊，神任凭他们存邪僻的心呢、啊，行那些不合理的事。
And so here it says that God gave them up to a base mind, to improper conduct.
那里所说不合理的事啊，就是说圣经的意思就是说，甚至如果啊，你头脑好的清楚一下的话，如果就是一般的哲学家。头脑清楚，想想的看，一想一想啊，你也绝不会做的这些事啊，你故意去做。
Because even though we know, if we think about it clearly, we know very clearly what the side effects are, the bad effects are, and yet because we're confused, our conduct therefore is improper.
因为我们的理智、我们的情感、我们的意志是完全是受了混乱。
Because our mind, our will, and our emotions are all distorted now.
所以我们开始做很多做一些其实对我们自己本身讲起来是有害没有利益的事。
And we do many things which indeed are harmful to us, and we still do them.
所以最基本的罪啊，就是我们根本不把神当作一回事。
And the very basic sin is that we do not consider God at all.
好了，我们的意志、情感、意志啊，我们的理智、我们的情感、我们的意志混乱以后，我们开始做一些对我们有破坏性很大的事。
And our mind, our emotions, and our will, once they're distorted, then we begin to destroy ourselves.
所以我们就开始做一些对人的破坏、对我们个人的破坏性很多的事情。
And we destroy others and destroy ourselves.
从那里开始，比如说撒谎啦、偷窃啦、这个凶杀啦，各方面的东西都跑出来了。
Lying, stealing, and killing, all these things will now be exhibited.
可是当这个罪啊把你抓住了以后啊，这个罪的力量非常非常的可怕。
But when sin captures you, then the strength of the sin is very, very powerful.
我也许可以讲一个例子，很多人大概都晓得。
I can give an example which many people may know.
在旧约时代有一位以色列的王大卫。
And there's a king in Israel called David.
那这个大卫啊，有一天下午啊，当他的军队到外面打仗的时候，他不去打仗，他就留在自己的皇宫里面。
One day when his troops were off the war and David was still remaining in the palace.
那一天下午啊，哎呀，他在那里刚刚睡完午觉啊，起来再走路，一走的时候，哎，他看见他旁边有一个女人在那洗澡。
And so afternoon as he was after his nap, he got up and walked around and he saw a woman who was bathing.
当然如果你有这个试探的时候，如果你马上在这个试探的地方啊，你把他就在那里控制住，他没有。他说：“哎呀，我既然那个人很漂亮嘛，好，我就动动脑筋。”
And if he had stopped the temptation right then it would be all right. But then he continued to think about it.
Well, 他不但是只想而已，他真是把那个女人，因为他是我是王，随便什么事情都可以做，这么想，所以他就把那女人请过来了。
And so because he thought he was king, and he said, "I'm king. I can demand that the woman come to me."
所以他们就。做了一些不应该做的事。
And so they did something which was wrong.
后来这个女人啊，告诉大卫，经过几天呢、啊，或者经过一段时期啊，这个女人告诉大卫说：“哎，我怀孕了。”
And so then the woman told David that she was pregnant.
怎么办？
And so what to do?
我第一步做错了。
The first step was wrong.
如果悔改还好。
If there's repentance and it's good.
可是她不悔改。
But they did not repent.
好，我要想办法把这件事情把它盖起来。
And so we want to cover up this position, this thing.
所以他就要请写信呢、啊，叫这个女人的丈夫啊，乌利亚回来。
And so then he wrote to have Uriah, the husband of this woman, to come back.
乌利亚，你回去吧，回家去吧。
And so Uriah, you come back.
可是很妙的，就乌利亚对大卫很忠心，他不回去。
And yet Uriah, he was very loyal to David, and he did not go back.
他在王宫外面睡觉。
And so he was sleeping in outside the palace.
那大卫想想，哎呀，我用这个方法的欺骗的方法没有不成功了。
And so David thought that well, this plan that he had did not work out.
既然不成功，怎么办？
And so what to do?
唯一的办法我就把他杀掉。
And so the only way was to kill him.
所以啊，他自己不杀掉，还是接别人的敌人的刀来把他杀掉。他是写封信呢，给这个军长右亚，告诉他说，你啊，把这乌利亚派到最危险的地方啊，叫接到敌人的手，把他杀掉。
And so he had the general send Uriah into the most dangerous place, so that through the hands of the enemy he would be killed.
结果乌利亚果然。在敌人手中死掉了。
And so indeed, Uriah died at the hands of the enemy.
我们可以看到罪恶的力量是多么的可怕。
And we can see the power of sin and how strong it is.
如果你让这个小一点点的罪进入到你生命里面来，这个力量啊，这个罪的力量就好像我们的 cancer， 就那癌症的细胞一样，就慢慢慢慢的，就很快的就要传播到你整身，把你整个人都毁掉了。
And so as we allow sin into our lives, then step by step it becomes like a cancer and it destroys the whole body.
各位朋友们，
so friends,
可是耶稣基督来到世上主要第一个目的就是要拯救我们脱离这个罪恶的力量。
The Lord Jesus, he came to the earth so that he can save us from the power of sin.
当这个罪的力量把你捆住的时候，你自己没有办法挣脱。
When sin has grasped us and we cannot get out of it, and it is under, and we are under its control,
可是耶稣基督来要拯救我们，得救的第一个意义就是耶稣基督拯救我们脱离这个罪恶的力量的捆绑。
And so the first thing that Jesus does is to release us from the control of sin.
我们知道从前还有一个人呢，就是叫做撒该。
And yet we know also that there's another person in the Bible whose name is Zacchaeus.
这个撒该啊，这个人呢心里很狠。
This
很狠。very wicked, very.
He's a very wicked person.
因为圣经告诉我们哈，他是税吏。
And the Bible tells us that he is a publican. He is a person who is a tax collector.
啊，今天在美国一些人呢，对这个 IRS 的人呢，就税税的人，我们印象不太好，很多人。
A lot of people we have a bad impression of the Internal Revenue Service.
可是啊，如果你一想到啊，当时的犹太人的这个税收人呢、啊，他更厉害。
But we see that in the times of the Jews, the tax collectors were very fierce.
因为在当时的犹太人当时是受罗马政府管辖。
Because the Jews were under the control of the Romans.
那他们管辖啊，他们收税啊，罗马你晓得收税人家不太喜欢，所以罗马人自己不收税。
Because people do not like people who collect the taxes, so the Romans did not collect the taxes.
所以他叫犹太人去收犹太人税。
And so he assigned the Jews to collect their own taxes.
可是更妙的就是说，不是说啊，这个某一个人呢、啊，比如说朱弟兄啊，他欠这个政府，我要跟他抽1000块钱的税，所以，郑弟兄你去向他抽税，他不是这样子。
It's not like oh well, Brother Chu he has to pay $1,000 to the government. Well, maybe Brother Chen can collect it.
罗马政府是什么？罗马说，哎，我这里啊，给你这里有一个，我要出卖，我要拍卖一个收税的权利给所有有钱人。
But the Roman government would advertise that here is the privilege, the power to collect taxes.
那比如说朱弟兄啊，想要去收税了，朱弟兄向罗马政府说：“哎，我就标100万，
so,
让我有权利啊来收 Ohio 州的这个 income tax。”
And so, Brother Chu will come and bid for this privilege to, let's say, collect $1 million in taxes from the state of Ohio.
那我去向罗马政府说啊。他只要他一百万了、啊，哎，我给你150万，把150万卖给我在Ohio收税的权利。
And then I will go to the government and say I can do better. I will do $1.5 million.
那因为我投标比他大，所以结果我取到了收税的权利。
And so because my bid is higher, then I will have this privilege and power to do so.
结果怎么样呢
？And so what will happen?
我向你们收税啊，政府不管。我向罗马政府标了150万啊，也许我向你们收3000多万美金的税。
But, I'll go even better, and I'll go to the state of Ohio and then collect more than $35 million of money, not just $1.5 million.
那我收了三千五百万了，我只要把150万交给罗马政府，其他的钱呢就放在这个口袋里面。
And then the rest of the money I will pocket myself.
那这个税率啊，他们的心里很是什么呢？因为我眼睛打开只想看钱。不是看美金的，那个时候没有美金的，只看罗马钱。他不管这个人生活有没有活生活下去，他不管的。
And because their eyes were just open for this money, and then they didn't care whether people could live or not live.
所以他们就开始向人民起很大的压力。好，朱弟兄，你要交一万块，你不交，我叫罗马政府把你抓去。
And so they will be very demanding and very fierce, and they'll ask Brother Chu to say, "Come on, give me $10,000."
If not.Roman government come to take you out, put in prison. They have that power. 他们有那个权力，很厉害。
政府就要来抓他。
所以啊，就说这个，所以这个税吏啊，这个税吏啊，他的心呢、啊，根本一点同情心都没有。他只是想着我怎么样能够榨取你啊，把钱榨得越多越好。
And so they had no sympathy at all. They just wanted to extract the very most.
一点爱心，一点同情心没有，只想钱，能够赚的更多越好。
No love and compassion. They just wanted money to put in their pockets.
可是有一天，这个拔该啊，他整个的生命都是受这个钱的捆绑。
And Zacchaeus, all his life was just controlled by money.
只想办法要怎么榨取人家的钱。
And he wanted to just figure out a ways in which he could.
所以当时犹太人啊，痛恨这些税吏，痛恨到极点。
And so the Jews really hated these tax collectors.
可是有一天耶稣到撒该的家里。
And yet one day Jesus came to the home of Zacchaeus.
耶稣基督临到撒该的身上。
And Jesus' strength came upon Zacchaeus.
撒该改变了。
And Zacchaeus changed.
他的生命改变了。
His life changed.
撒该告诉耶稣说，耶稣啊。
Zacchaeus said, Jesus,
我所有的财产本来他非常喜欢钱的人、啊、他告诉耶稣，耶稣啊，我所有的财产的一半我要拿去救济穷人。
And although he loved money before, now he said that the half of my possessions I will give to the poor.
本来他是穷人一点都不管，你穷吗？你至少还有 几块钱可以交在放在我口袋里面。
In the past, even though he knew that people were poor, he said, even though you're poor, you have to give me a few dollars.
可是他现在啊开始对这个穷人有同情心，他要把一半的钱财拿出来给穷人。
But now he began to have concern for the poor, and he took out half his possessions to give.
他又说：“耶稣啊，我从前呢、啊，如果向谁敲诈了钱呢、啊，我现在四倍还给他。”
And he said to Jesus, "So whom I have extorted before, now I repay in fourfold."
耶稣怎么说
？What did Jesus say?
今天救恩临到了这个家。
Today salvation has come to this house.
救恩临到的时候。把这个人的整个生命改变，使他脱离罪恶捆绑，罪恶的这个捆绑的力量。
And when salvation came to this house, it was able to break the shackles of sin.
各位朋友们，常常有人来跟我讲。
Friends, many times people say to me,
啊，所有的宗教都是一样。
All the religions are the same.
哎呀，所有的宗教就是劝人做善，做人为善。
They just all encourage people to do good.
都是很好。
All very good.
啊，各位小心听我讲的话啊。
Why don't you just listen carefully?
没有错。
It's true.
所有的宗教都很好。
All the religions are good.
但很可惜，他们好的不够。
And yet the only unfortunate thing is they're not good enough.
他们只劝你说，你做吧，你做好吧。
They just say, "Oh, you do good."
可是你没有什么力量，他呢，怎么能够做好
？But you don't have that power. How do you do good?
可是耶稣啊，并不是说你做好吧，不止这样而已。
And Jesus not only said you do good.
耶稣就讲过一句话。
And Jesus said one thing.
好的事，好事结好果子；坏事结坏果子。
Good things will result in good fruit, and bad will result in bad fruit.
耶稣不是告诉一个坏事说，耶稣不是告诉一个一一棵树，那个是什么？比如说一棵那个双葡萄的树说啊，哎呀，双葡萄啊，我叫你啊，不要再结双葡萄，你要结那个很甜的葡萄。一天到晚跟他讲，耶稣不是这样做。
That is a tree will bear a tree, the right tree will bear the right fruit, and so Jesus cannot say to a vine which is producing sour grapes and say, "Sour grapes, now you produce sweet grapes."
你跟他讲了一千遍都没用。
You can say it 1,000 times and it's no use.
耶稣要把这棵树啊改过来， 你从你的整个改过来，你是酸葡萄吗？我现在把你改成一个甜葡萄。
And so Jesus changes the tree. Jesus changes the grape from a sweet grape tree to a sour grape tree to a sweet grape tree.
昨天晚上我提过了。现在的心理学家讲啊，我们人呢、啊、一定要有爱心，受别人的爱，而且爱别人，我们才能够活下去。
And so Jesus says, we must have a loving heart.
Not Jesus, the psychologist.
Psychologist. Today the psychologists say that if you want to love people, you have to have a loving heart.
可是心理学家自己承认，我们只晓得我们要劝人去做好。可是我们没有那个能力，你要是找耶稣基督，找宗教，耶稣才能够给你有力量去爱别人。
Although psychologists know and encourage people to love people, but they do not have the strength, and we have to turn to Jesus to in order to do that.
各位朋友们，
Friends,
耶稣基督的福音呢、啊，不只是一个宗教而已。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is not just a religion.
耶稣基督的福音是一种生命，是一种力量，改变你的生命，使你脱离罪恶的捆绑，使你把你整个的生命改了以后，叫你从坏事变成一颗好事。
Because it's a life change, it's a powerful change, a change in one's life so that one can do the good things.
所以你有这个力量，你有这个生命，能够结出好的果子来。
And so then you have the power and the strength in order to produce these good fruits.
好，第一个，我再说，第一个。救恩包括耶稣基督拯救我们脱离罪恶的力量。
And so the gospel of Jesus includes the ability and power to save us from the power of sin.
第二，我们看啊，也许我们看一节圣经，马可第十章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 10.
第十七节到三十一节。这个圣经很长，所以我们大概不要整个的念。
Mark chapter 10 verse 17.
马可福音第十章从十七节到三十一节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 17 to verse 31.
我们就跳着念好了。
We just jump as we go.
第十七节，耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”
And as he was setting upon his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do?" To inherit eternal life.
那耶稣就跟他讲很多啦，你要遵守律法啦，讲了一堆很多事。
And so Jesus told him many things and talked about the fact that he should obey the commandments.
那这个人呢，就告诉耶稣说，哎呀，这些事我都做过了。
And so this person he said to Jesus, well, I've done all these.
那耶稣说好，还有一件事。
Jesus says yes, there's one more thing.
第二十一节
，verse 21.
耶稣看着他就爱他。
And Jesus looked upon him and he loved him.
就对他说，你还缺少一件。
And said to him, you just lack one thing, go.
去变卖你所有的分给穷人，就有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
He says, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
当然有些人对这些圣经呢，有一些误会啊。
Some people have a misconception about this verse.
他们以为说，所以我要做基督徒啊，我就一分钱都不可以，我所有把我的一切的东西都要变卖掉。
And so some people think, well, to become a Christian, that means I have to sell everything.
其实耶稣所说的还不是这个意思。
Jesus' meaning is not this.
因为当时这个少年人呢、啊，他的钱财阻挡他，使他没有办法接近耶稣。
This young man, his money was an obstruction to him, to God.
换句话说，他的财产就成为他的偶像。
In other words, his money became his idol.
他的钱财比神更重要。
His money became more important than God.
所以耶稣要他把他的财产丢掉，你去变卖一切。
And so Jesus wanted him to throw away his money.
就是耶稣就是说啊，在我们生活里面呢，不应该有任何一个偶像能够，这个偶像就超过比神更重要。
In Jesus' mind, there's not anything that we can have that is greater than in value than God Himself.
所以，如果你的财产不是你的偶像的话，耶稣不一定要叫你把钱财都卖掉。
And if your money is not your idol, then Jesus will not request that this be.
第二十二节看，给我们看见这件事。
In verse 22, it says.
他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
In verse 22, at that saying, his countenance fell, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
因为他现在心里还仍旧爱钱财胜于。